Checks with our theme Musicians Come and Play means it's time for another edition, our 293rd edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. You're listening to your dependable neighbor for all of Central Minnesota, KASM Albany, 1150 AM, KDDG Albany, 105.5 HD2, 107.7 on your FM dial, and streaming on the World Wide Web at mychasm.com. As we broadcast from the Minnesota Soybean Research and Promotion Council studios, powered by the Soybean Checkoff, we are Chasm. We're coming up on 13 minutes before the hour of 12 noon, 58 now, our temperature here in Albany. Overcast skies, a couple of raindrops occasionally. Otherwise, just a generally nice spring day. And yes, we have our guest in studios. What a treat, what an honor. We have the great, the one and only Mr. Dan Jurabic, known as Tuba Dan in studios. Good morning, Dan. How are you?
Good morning, Cy. Good morning, everybody out there. What a beautiful community you have around Albany. We had a chance, Cork and I, to come up and upon the invitation of Cy here and Chasm. And nice to be here. Boy, you got some really beautiful communities and not one blade of grass that's not left unattended. I mean, everything is really pristine.
Yeah.
Nice. Really beautiful.
You bet. And what an honor to have you here. How? What brings you all the way here, Dan? I mean, how? You just,
my car.
Yes, your car.
My car.
Well, you're from Ripon, Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
How far? How many miles?
Let's see here. It was like about a little, right around 6 hours one way.
6 hours one way. Oh, my goodness.
And for many years, Cork and I had talked about taking a road trip up to the cities.
Uh-huh.
And then I said, well, let's go see our friend Cy because I want to meet him in person.
Yep.
So we came up late yesterday afternoon, left home around 2:30.
Okay.
And we rolled into St. Joe's.
Yep.
Or rather, St. Cloud, rather. St. Cloud.
Yep.
And stayed there and then came over this way this morning.
Yes, yes. And are you a native of Ripon, or where were you born and raised?
No, my wife was raised in a small little crossroad community of Pickett,
uh-huh,
which is actually northeast of Ripon, which Ripon is about 15 miles west-southwest of Oshkosh, if people can say that.
Sure.
And it's another big farming. It's a liberal arts college. Ripon is a town. And anyway, she was raised on a little farm there in Pickett, and I was raised out of Kewaunee along the shores of Lake Michigan below the Big Thumb in the state of Wisconsin.
Oh, okay. Okay.
That's where I'm from.
All right. And stayed there all your life? You guys got married when?
Back in 71.
Okay.
And I was a school teacher for a few years, and
uh-huh,
then I went into radio work while I was teaching school and playing with the Rogers organization out of Pulaski.
Dick Rogers, yeah.
And then I moved back down to Ripon, where my wife was closer to home because we had kids and I was on the road with Dick.
Uh-huh.
And I was a country mailman for 32 and a half years.
Oh, my gosh.
And the whole time doing radio and playing in bands and running my own band and had my fingers in so many pies, but it's been a good life.
Yes.
The Polka people make it interesting.
They do. And we hope we're not done yet, right?
Oh, golly, no. I hope not.
One of the reasons you're here to promote a big event coming up, and you're celebrating what?
50 years of doing radio programming like you.
Really? 50 years?
It's unbelievable, isn't
it? Did you start when you were two?
Yeah. No, actually, I was 19 years old. I had
really?
Just shortly joined the Rogers organization.
Uh-huh.
And on a drunken bet or dare with one of the trumpet players in Rogers' band, he says, I bet you couldn't do a weekly radio show. I said, I bet I could. And so I went to the biggest radio station in the area, and I said, hey, what about doing a radio show on the weekends? Well, if you sell it, we'll put it on. So I sold it, produced it, put it on. you know, and here I am yet. Still doing it.
And give credit to the radio station. What's the name of the radio station?
At that time, it was WBAY.
Uh-huh.
And from there, I went to CUB. And then from there, I went to different stations closer to home in Ripon, where I didn't have to commute.
Okay.
And now I'm in Ripon for about the last 30 years.
Awesome. Awesome. But 50 years of doing this. Mm. It's been in primarily, what type of format? Polka show?
It's all polka on Saturday and Wednesday nights.
Uh-huh.
And Sunday mornings, we have a half hour polka music from 6:30 to 8, or 6:30 to 7. And then from 7 to 8, we do like you do with the country gospel music from 7 to 8 for all the shut-ins. And they love it. They really do.
Interactive? People call in with requests and
things? Oh, yes.
They
oh,
do?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay. Our show today was pre-recorded so I could come and see you.
Sure. But otherwise, you do it all just like we do here. You produce it. You plug the commercials. You
do the whole thing.
Do the whole
wash
thing.
The floor, clean out
scrub
the bath.
The toilets.
That's it.
You
that's
got it, huh?
Yeah, on the weekends.
Ah, neat. Behind the scenes. But at any rate, you're celebrating 50 years, and how are you going to do that?
Well, our son Danny Jr., who played with our family band for years and still does on occasion, he and his wife Michelle from the Good Time Dutchman band,
yep,
from Kewaskum, they've been married over 20 years, and they've never been to Hawaii, and we've been there twice.
Mm-hmm.
On our 25th, we went over and took 186 polka fans, some from Minnesota, in fact.
Really?
Went with us on our 25th, and so we're going back again next year to celebrate our 50 years in broadcasting, but our 49th. Wedding anniversary. We'd have to wait another year for that, but we thought the radio milestone was the biggest, and who cares about how long we've been married?
There you go.
Yeah.
And you mentioned your wife's name is Cork.
Cork.
Now, her real name is
Lila.
Mm-hmm. And so we asked you before off the air, how did she come upon that nickname? And go ahead and tell the listeners.
Well, when I met her at a dance.
Yeah.
And it was one of these dances where you have two bands. They call them battle dances or whatever.
Yeah, battle of the bands.
And so when we were not playing, I was with Dick Rogers. I got off the stage and I went over and met her, and we spent the night dancing, and then we became close. And I usually bring her to dances where Dick played, and of course I'd have to keep an eye on her because there was all these, you know, vultures out there looking for pretty girls, you know, years ago, and so I would see her head. She liked to dance the hot polka, so she would bounce.
Yeah.
And I could always see where she was because her head would bounce above everybody's head, you know, heads on the floor, and like a cork on water. So I call her Corky.
Yeah.
And it stuck.
There you go.
You got to hear what she calls me.
Oh.
Well, we won't tell you.
So at any rate, you're promoting this trip then. So you guys are all traveling to Hawaii. Mm-hmm. That's going to be March 6th through the 15th of 2020, huh?
Yes. And some of those Hawaii trips, because we've been there twice before, get to be like an endurance test where you're gone, you know, 28 hours of the day, and you're just dropping by the time you're done. What we wanted to do, because I'm 70 now and I don't move as quick as I used to, was to go over there and just do two of the four islands, do the two of the prettiest islands, and spend 3 days on one island and six on another one, on a Honolulu for 3 days and take in the major sites, and then go to Maui for the remaining six and do all the major sightseeing. And if people wanted to add things, they could when they got there. But there's a ton of things that we're going to do that'll make it fun.
Very, very good. And so you're not full yet. You're welcoming people to
if they want to come.
Call you, or who do they call? How do they get in on this?
Anybody wants to go, the phone number to call, they can get information over the computer if you want to go online. And it's at foxworldtravel.com. And that's worldwide. They got these travel agencies out of Oshkosh and the whole Midwest. FoxWorldTravel.com. And then click on the icon, Hawaii Escape 2020, and that'll give you all the information, the cost and the dates, and where people can hook up with us. Or you can just call them at 866-GO-FOX-GO, and they'll get a travel agent right there from Oshkosh, and they'll tell them all about everything involved. A lot of people like to go through these things, Si, as you know, but they don't want to go by themselves.
Right, right.
But if you go with a bunch of crazy polka people, well, that's more fun. Plus, Danny, Michelle, and Cork and I are planning on playing over there.
Oh, you are?
We call it Polkas with Poi.
Okay.
Poi is that ground up root and it tastes like wallpaper paste.
Oh.
Polkas with Poi, yeah.
Well, neat. So you've got a couple of scheduled performance times then.
One major one, because we're going to be doing other things, you know, cruises at night, but it won't be polkas every night. It'll be whenever we feel like it, maybe around the pool if we're
sporadic,
you know, whatever.
Sure. And that's awesome. And how do you put a band together? You're on tuba, obviously. Mm-hmm. Danny's the accordion player.
Button box.
What's Cork played?
Drums.
Oh, she's a drummer.
Well,
okay.
Would you like to come? I'll leave her home.
Yeah. I don't know how that would fly. Remember, this is your 49th anniversary.
Oh, yeah,
too.
That's right. Yeah. My last one. And you know, on our 30th anniversary, we went to Paris, France. I took Corky to Paris, France.
Oh, okay.
And on the 35th, I went back and picked her up. So this ought to be fun, though.
I would say it will be. So, yeah, we welcome folks to join in. A great time. If you haven't seen Hawaii, this is a great opportunity to join you guys. All right. So a little bit more back about the history of Tubadan. So you're born and raised back there in Wisconsin and, you know, growing up, going to school.
I was a farm kid.
You were a farm kid.
Yeah. My dad had, my mom and dad had 9 children, 7 boys and 2 girls.
Uh-huh.
And I was the 4th of 4 sons, first born. They had more sons born before the girls came along. So there was a lot of rock pickers. You know?
Oh, yeah.
But my dad and mom always wanted a family polka band. And by the time all the more exotic instruments of the first 4 coming or 3 coming yet, I got stuck on tuba, heavy metal, and still been there yet. And it's been, I'm glad I actually did, because there aren't very many tuba players. Although I still have to admit, I don't know what I'm doing half the time. It's still a lot of fun. I enjoy it.
Well, a lot of you guys that come in here will always say, if I had it to do over again, I would have took up the piccolo.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Much easier to carry than a tuba or a drummer with all the drums.
Man.
I'm always the last one packing up if we're at a gig or whatever. All those pieces, and I don't know why I set them all up, but it looks good. So
I've heard some cuts where you're hitting those kettles back. They're pretty good, their size.
Well, so good.
You're no slouch.
Well, I've had some good fortune to be with some really good musicians over
time. I love to sit in the back row with you sometimes.
Yeah, yeah. I've been in the back with a few. You might know. Do you recognize Jay Patterson at all?
Oh, Jay, Crazy Jay.
Yes, yeah.
Oh, man.
Been back there with him. Ron Eichmeier, my close personal friend, he's up. Performing this afternoon with his country band out at Jacob's Prairie, little community. Just
let's go over there later.
Oh, yeah. My gosh. That would be fun. So, yeah, they do some old-time and variety music over there at Jacob's Prairie, and he's a great tuba player. Of course, I showed you the picture of Roger Van Heel.
Yes.
Roger passed away a few years back, but was a great tuba player. Played with the Gil Style Band. Gil was well-known back in the days, and then sold to Ray Dronnell, and so I played with Roger a lot there. And, gosh, there's been – well, I did record with Bud Schrader there on the Lester Schuff recording. And
that's a good one.
Oh, yeah. And we did a few more tuba players that I've run onto over the years. My favorite, I'll tell you, I click with a tuba player. It's just fun back there. You know, the back row, we're not pretty. So they put us in the back row.
You got to be careful with the tuba in the back roadside, because some of those tuba players will tell their drummer to take their drums and beat it.
Oh,
go away, you know. I've never said that, though. I've never said that.
Yeah.
Fun.
So, yeah. So then, so you're starting out tuba in high school already then, too?
Actually, I started when I was 12 years old.
12 years old.
12 and a half.
Before high school.
I played my first job before I was 13.
Wow.
And so I guess I could truthfully say at 70, I've been playing for 58 years.
Oh, my word.
And I still don't know what the hell I'm
what
doing.
What you're doing.
No. It's
well,
okay.
We got to ask you, favorite polka song to play. Is there one with a tuba solo in that you?
On this CD that I brought you, this rare one here.
Yeah.
Babichku's Waltz is an old Czech or Bohemian song. I think it's on the second row there. I don't know what it says. Babichku.
Oh, okay.
And that's was written by some brothers from Kiwani. They had a brass band, Blanek Brothers Brass Band, and. When you play that song, or when I hear that, I always think of my grandma Mary.
Oh.
One of those typical short, squatty Czech grandmas with the white hair up in the bun, and a great baker, and would put things together. But that particular CD was when we started out with our band. It was called the Polkalanders.
I see that.
And Danny was actually our drummer, who was moved to the front row to play button box, and so his mother was forced into playing the drums. And that's what, but we were busy. And Minnesota was like our second home.
Really?
We were here almost, you know, like 60% of the time and 40% back in Wisconsin. So we love Minnesota.
Absolutely. Now, is that the one you're referring to, number 7? It's Grandma's Waltz in parentheses there.
Yeah.
And how do you pronounce that?
Babichku.
Beach goes. Okay. Yeah, well, we're going to have to reserve time here to play music after a bit here, so we'll sneak a couple of these in. This is unreleased stuff that you've got here, and by the Polkalanders at that time, and pretty much turned into Tuba Dan Band.
You see what you got. Yeah.
There you go. Awesome. Well, Dan, we've reached 12 o'clock here in central Minnesota. Time to take a break here and read the ad for our sponsor, the St. Joe Meat Market, and then we'll come back with you. And
let me tell you, we went by St. Joe's Meat Market, and I tell you, if you guys don't head on over there tomorrow, you're missing out. I tell you, it's easy to find, clean, and although I haven't had a chance to break a window and crawl inside, you local people got to get over there. I'm sorry. Sorry, I had to say that.
Well, I appreciate it. So with that, that's the St. Joe Meat Market right now, one of the finest meat markets around. Sunday, this coming Sunday, a week from today, it's Father's Day. Time to switch things up. You know, instead of the usual necktie, why not come into the St. Joe Meat Market and buy Dad one of those delicious steaks for on the grill, and maybe one for yourself while you're at it as well. Yum. The brat of the week this week is our smoked bacon cheeseburger brat. Stock up with plenty for with friends and family when they drop by. As always, you can take 30 cents off each package at the checkout counter all week long, unlimited quantities. Cooking and serving at the brat sale out in front of the St. Joe Meat Market this weekend is going to be the St. Joe Men's Lions Group. Come out on Friday and Saturday, show your support for our great organization while enjoying a brat and a beverage. And as always, for more in-store specials at the St. Joe Meat Market, like us on Facebook, look for us on the web, www.stjoesofmeatmarket.com, or you can call 320-363-4913 for more information. That's the St. Joe Meat Market, and happy Father's Day to all the dads listening in a week in advance. And Dan, for being our guest on the program, you've been here, well, you haven't been here before, but you've been on the program before. And so today, we happen to bring that meat package along. We'll send that with you. Hope that you and Cork and the family around you enjoy it in good health.
Thank you. And thank everybody at the meat market for me, too.
We will do that.
Last time you sent that, I called the shop and I talked to the boss.
Oh, you did?
I did. What a nice conversation. I thanked him also for his kindness and generosity, and also thanked him for promoting your show.
And it is wonderful. And, you know, and I encourage people to do that, to stop in and thank the sponsors. Of course, the St. Joe Meat Market is sponsoring this program. And then we've got three great sponsors coming up on our musical treat for Dancing Feet. And encourage, you know, those people, they get the advertising, but they do help us. I mean, promote polka music. It's no secret that things have been kind of sliding a little bit, and we want to keep it going as much as we can. It was good for us growing up, wasn't it?
Oh, man. Different era.
Yeah, it totally was. I mean, back in the days, now, Central Minnesota, you mentioned you came into Minnesota back in the days with Dick Rogers, and you played at Alexandria at the Algonquin Ballroom.
Twice?
Yes. And that was some six hours plus to come all the way.
Oh, golly. Well, from Pulaski, it was like 7 hours.
7 hours, huh?
Yeah, from Pulaski on over this way.
Okay.
And then, of course, New Ulm, they used to play there. And that was back in the heyday. Young folks today, a lot of your listeners might agree, the young kids today don't understand it. With so many of the nice, bigger ballrooms gone now.
Yes.
And you're relegated to, you know, maybe 10 by 12 little wood space at some of these banquet halls. These bigger dance halls and these barns, that boy, they could talk. The young kids today don't know what they missed.
They don't. You know, 50-some years ago when I was going out and on the dating scene and all of that, that's what we did for entertainment on a weekend, Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday night. And local paper here, the St. Cloud Times, would always have a section in there where it would have all the ads for the ballrooms and all the bands. And so in Albany didn't have a ballroom, but we had one in St. Cloud. It was called the Granite City Coliseum. Mm-hmm. And then there was one in Richmond here, Richmond, Minnesota. One at Avon, the town you just came through to get to Albany. Mm-hmm. That had the Lakeview Ballroom. Down the road was New Munich Coliseum. And on any given weekend on a night, you'd look in the paper, you had your choice of maybe the Jolly Lumberjacks out here at St. Anna, or Ivan Kale at Richmond, Whoopi John at Granite City Coliseum. Mm-hmm. And those were just some of the big bands, Ivan Kale and Rashid, all of those bands all on the same night. You couldn't go to them all, so you picked one. And nowadays, if you see any band playing at all, you want to go there because that's about it for entertainment in the area. So
there's a young concertina player and some other younger musicians in Wisconsin that work with us on occasion. And I tell them some of these stories because they're in their like 20s. And they say, I would have given anything, these kids are saying, to have been able to live at that time, because things have just changed so much. But we still have the listeners. We might not all be moving as fast as we used to.
That's right.
But we still have the love and passion for that music.
That's right.
That's what's important.
That's right. So, fast forwarding to today. Okay, so you played with Dick Rogers back in the years there. Mm-hmm. First of all, how many years was that?
I was with Dick for 15 and a half years before you figured I was there. Oh. No, 15 and a half years.
Played with some really good musicians there, huh?
Oh, man.
Dick Metko?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
Dick Metko on the accordion and Dick Rogers. They did a dual accordion thing, huh?
No, Dick played the concertina, but mostly piano.
Oh, okay.
Metko played the accordion, and then third trumpet, Merlin Polisky, the heavier, chunky guy on trumpet, played lead trumpet and sang. And then they had the other guys in front row, Slim, Steve Rogers, Westy, who used to play with the Six Fat Dutchman.
Okay.
And then John Valenta on tenor sax. Then different drummers through those years that I was there, actually four different drummers, and then myself.
Okay.
But, you know, you talk about that era with the Rogers Band. They had 27 noon TV shows in the Midwest.
Oh, my gosh.
On Sunday noons. 27 different. It was always at Sunday noon. No matter if there was a football game, right, it was always on Sunday noon.
Wow.
And so he had built a little bit of a dynasty or empire himself through those. Senex were the big
sponsors.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Wow. So then after you weren't with Dick Rogers anymore, is that when you formed your Tuba Dan band or the Polkalanders at that time?
I actually played with a little combo for about 2-3 years, and then Danny was following me around. He was like 6 years old.
Uh-huh.
And we went to work with the Polkalanders.
Uh-huh.
And that kind of blossomed. It was more of the Romy Gaz style, the old Czech style.
Yep.
And then when we went from an 8-piece band down to 5 with 2 trumpets and then the button box, drums, and tuba, we seemed to get more work because as the demand for bigger bands dropped, mm-hmm. people didn't have the dollars to invest. So you had to compromise or lose something.
Yep.
I do miss the reed section.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, it is what it is. Sign of the times.
You bet. Now, we didn't ever give credit to the whole family. How many children?
Well, that I had?
Yeah.
Corky and I have 4 children, 2 boys and 2 girls.
Okay.
Of course, Danny Jr., you know, he plays Copper Box.
That's his band.
Danny Mitchell. Our youngest son, David, runs his own band. They play like 70s and 80s, and they write their own music called The Presidents. Last night, they played at Green Bay at Lambeau Field, where the Packers have their home base, and they played for all the people coming through Lambeau Field to get into the stadium to see Paul McCartney.
Oh, my goodness.
So we got to play in the atrium at Lambeau Field for all the fans to see Paul McCartney. So that's a little feather in his cap, but they play all over, too.
Oh, my gosh.
They're not their dad's polka band.
No, I can see that.
The 2 girls don't play. Our daughters don't play anymore.
And their names?
Sandy and Jennifer.
There you go.
They all got kids and married.
So you are a grandpa then?
13 times.
13 times. So the grayish hair is not colored. That is a kind of natural thing?
No, that's from letting my wife, Corky, drive home at night through deer country. Gray hair. Oh, Corky, there's another one.
Oh, yes.
No, but no, I got premature gray.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Worry, I guess.
Oh, yeah, stress. A lot of that. There you go. So, all right. So then over time, some of the biggest thrills in your life, did you play with some other name bands or things?
People
you've met, okay.
Daniel O'Donnell. You were playing him this morning.
Yeah.
Many years ago, Cork and I were Mr. and Mrs. Santa Claus for the Molly B. Christmas show, Doug Branson.
Yeah.
Still aired on RFD TVs and some of the stations around 2 weeks before Christmas. And so we were down there the first year, and after I had done my little shtick on the stage, Corky and I decided to sneak around back of the stage to go to the rear of the auditorium where there were like 5,000 people sitting to see what it looked like from the back as to what the people were seeing. In the shadows, no one would see us.
Yeah.
So we're standing in the back here, and who's sitting right in front of me on the aisle but Daniel O'Donnell?
Oh, really?
And so I kind of leaned over. I said, Daniel, I hope you're enjoying the show. And I had my Santa Claus suit on. He said, oh, you're the tuba playing Santa Claus. I said, yep. He says, I'm really enjoying the show. He says, I introduced myself, and he likewise. And he said, you know, Dan, he said, I would like to have you come and play with my house band because we don't have very many tuba players in Branson. And I told him, I said, Daniel, I said, don't feel bad. We don't have very many Irish tenors in Wisconsin. And we did go and see them, but it was awesome. It was fantastic.
Oh, that was great. You bet.
There are a lot of interesting people in the world.
Oh, there are. There are. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and life is just a journey, huh?
Oh, man. You might hit a few speed bumps along the way.
Yep, yep.
And a four-way stop sign, but you never stop going. And
yep.
Like I say, always do good things so that when you're gone, people will say good things about you for a very, very long time.
Now that's important. Absolutely. You bet. Well, I know you have a schedule to keep, so we're not going to hold you up a whole lot longer. A couple of quick questions yet for you. So, is there a song they ever pull up that you say, oh, God, I just can't cut that one? Did you ever have one of those?
Peanut Butter and Jelly.
Oh, yeah.
That was our theme song. My wife was working in a cookie factory, ripping good cookies.
Yeah. Oh, that's where she worked, yeah.
And now they're closed. But at that time, they had a contract to make Keebler Elves, these little sandwich cookies. The cookie part was shaped like two little pieces of bread.
Yep, yep.
And then inside was peanut butter and jelly, a little dab. Well, they had this contract for Keebler to make these cookies, but they would put all the seconds off the assembly line in 3-pound boxes and sell in the outlet store because they were defective.
Oh, okay.
Maybe the cookie dough wasn't just straight or something. So my wife came home one day with a box of these, and we had just cut this doggone song, Peanut Butter and Jelly Polka. And she says, look at these cookies. I said, how much? She says, $1 for 3 pounds of cookie. I went back and I bought 2 pallets of these cookies. And I'd go all over, including Minnesota. And every time we got to a job, when we played that peanut, we'd pull about 18 boxes of cookies or whatever off to feed everybody on the floor. Come get all you want of these cookies because you're so damn cheap.
Yeah.
And, pardon the French.
Yeah.
Sorry about that, folks.
Yep.
And anyway, long story short, the cookie factory that owned and ripping their recording work, they were paying for advertising in Minnesota.
Oh, my gosh.
For their cookies. But they were getting more people coming to the store than the advertising they were paying for in Minnesota from my polka band.
Oh, my gosh.
So then from then on, I never had to buy cookies. Anything I wanted, they just gave us. And we went up and down the Midwest, cookie goodwill ambassadors.
Oh, my gosh.
That's a true story.
Oh, neat.
And that's all because of that peanut butter and jelly. We play that today. It takes a lot of wind. But you say, well, one more time.
One more time. You can always do it. You bet.
That's it.
Talk about the bands that you looked up to over the years, and I mean, even with your radio work too, it's just a thrill to play all the bands. But there's some that really stand out. Who were your favorites?
Well, Minnesota bands, long list. I mean, it's all starts really good. I like Fez Fritchie a lot. I stayed at his house 1 year at New Polka Dates. Oh, there's another story I have.
For next time?
Back in my drinking days.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Elmer Scheid, great guys. Everybody, Dirk Comic, yep. Roman Rezac.
Yep.
All these guys. Ivan Kale, Jerry, that whole bunch. Bruce Bradley.
Yep.
A lot of great bands. I mean, you had Marv Nissel.
Yep.
And Larry Rejavi.
Yep.
The list is so long. I mean, I would be remiss to even start down that path. Wisconsin-wise, you had like Ray Dorschner. Oh, by the way, Ray Dorschner's library will be officially closed. Nobody will be playing it anymore after June 29th. The band is getting together for its last public performance, and the book is going to be
Yes,
shut up.
I've heard that. I've been in contact with Randy. Ray's not doing very well right now.
No.
Health is failing. He's 89 or going to be 90 real soon. And it's a very emotional time for the family.
Oh, yes.
Of course, that's another story. What a great band they are.
Oh, man.
Randy, of course, talented on all the instruments.
Plays with us on occasion.
Yep. And his brother, Jim.
Oh, yeah, Jimmy.
Yeah, just kind of he's probably half as good as Tuba Dan, right?
Oh, no, no. We have a mutual admiration society between all the tuba players and
you
I.
Do.
Yeah,
you
I am,
never
I think,
compete.
One of the trustees. I'm no major officer.
Okay, so you have a no-compete contract.
Oh, yeah,
there you go.
No.
Oh, Jimmy does a great job there. Oh. Haven't been able to get him on the show, but
he's kind of quiet like me.
Is he? Okay,
yeah.
That's good. And I think there was another brother, Steve, did some trumpet work too, huh?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it was a family band. And then who else was in that band? Keith Swack was a concertina
Ray
player.
Ray Wells on drums.
Ray Wells, yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, most of those guys. Jen Jensen, there's another quiet
man.
Guy, huh?
Oh, crazy.
He's so
man.
Quiet.
Oh.
Yep. Yeah.
For my 70th birthday party, Ray Wells, the drummer with Dorschner, and Randy came down and played, sat in with our band. And it was a good thing. Oh, you're talking about bands? Jolly Lumberjacks from Minnesota. Yep. One of my top favorites.
Oh, yeah.
Those guys could rumble.
Yep. Mm. Yeah, they could. Oh, we love to go dance to them. They'd come up in this area here. My goodness. And they were so professional. I mean, back in those days, they'd mix with the crowd, but so to speak, no hanky-panky. They were just professional. When it was time to be back up on stage, those breaks were short. You know, and that was one of the knocks on some of the bands over the years, that they'd go out and mix and mingle with the crowd, and then a half hour, 45 minutes would go by and no music, and people would get a little bit, grumbly, and they'd say, I thought we came out here. We paid a quarter to get in the place, but there's no music. You know,
more panky than hanky.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Yeah, so... But no, not with the Jolly Lumberjacks. They were just a class act. And there was, we alluded to earlier, just a number of bands like that playing at the same time. Babe Wagner, we didn't mention them.
Oh, yes.
Wagner Band, Whoopi John. Mm-hmm. I mean, they were just name brand bands.
Jolly Germans.
Yeah. Don Morris. I just got his CD on.
Don Klossner.
Yeah. Donnie. Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Jay Menard.
Yeah. And the list goes on and on. Mm. We'll be here till tonight if we want to keep rattling them off. But you were on the Wisconsin band, so Ray Dorschner, top of the list.
Romy Gaz.
Yep. Lawrence Duco.
Cousin Fuzzy was another great band.
Yep.
Those are from the Northeast. Yep. Then you had the Dolish Brothers out of Kewaunee that had a short run, only about 7 years.
Okay.
But they left an indelible footprint in that old-time industry. In the sand up there in northeastern Wisconsin. But then you had your Milwaukee band, you know.
Okay.
I was always more toward the Oompa style than the Slovenian style. You had Polish bands around Pulaski that were there and still are.
Yep.
Stevens Point. Jerry Gaetch out of central Wisconsin, Wausau area.
Yep.
And then, at one time, or at least for 10 years, I was president of the Wisconsin Polka Hall of Fame.
Oh, you were.
So you can name a lot of bands, and I'll have some connection to a little bit of the history of
that.
But like you say, that's another show.
It is. It is. We'd be remiss if we didn't mention Ray Conkle.
Oh, yes.
Ray is a smaller band, but he did have a big band at one time.
Mm-hmm.
Was a concertina player for the Dorschner Band for a number of years.
Yep.
And, boy... so clean. His music is so easy to play. I just, if I were dancing to it, and I never got a chance to dance to that, but that had to be a real treat to dance to his music.
I played a couple gigs with Ray Germain, that's his wife.
Yep.
And, when you got your own band, it is sometimes difficult when you've got maybe five or six other bands calling you for the same weekend. And then you already say, well, geez, I'm playing with this band, but boy, I think I would have really liked to have played with the other band. But I promise, in your word is gospel, you got to go.
Gotta be. Yep.
But they're all great. I mean, they all have a little style. Bernie Roberts was great.
Yes, you bet. Mm-hmm. And styles that were so unique. I mean,
so Liebel.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. Jolly Swiss Boys. And then Junior. Mm-hmm. Kept it going with the new Jolly Swiss Boys, Kevin Liss, no slouch on concertina.
The Brigand
there.
Boys, too.
Oh, the Brigands, yeah. No, they're still going yet.
Oh, yes.
Doing well. You
Gary
bet.
And Brian, yeah.
Yeah, very, very. And how about Carl?
Isn't he something?
Yeah.
He's playing with Molly Busta a lot.
No. A lot, yep. Mm-hmm. Sits in with Ryan Herman. They do their two-piece thing, and that guy.
I don't look good in a two-piece.
No.
I'm too big. The tuba covers me up.
Oh, you bet.
Oh, that's funny.
Well, we come to the end of our program here,
I'm
Dan.
Sorry, everybody. He invited me. Yeah. I'm sorry. I apologize. Comments on this station do not reflect those ideals of the advertisers.
There you go. But before you go, I always ask, and I did ask you the last time. I can't remember what you told me. One good story, one good memory, good, better, otherwise. Over the years, you must have one or two that, happened along the way, whether it was with one of the polka bands or getting stuck in snowstorms or tires or playing in Carnegie Hall.
We were traveling on Highway 29 out of Wausau. On our way, I think it was coming toward Abbotsford, which is in central Wisconsin, and you had to go through Wausau. And we're trucking along, and I had this little trailer, and it said, Tuba Dan band, pulling with a van full of musicians, and a squad car pulls up with the lights on, and everybody in the van says, you're toasted now, buddy, you're speeding. I said, no, I wasn't speeding. So I pull over, and big husky cop gets out, marches up to my driver's side window, and I says, officer, I'm sorry, was I speeding? He says, no, I want to buy one of your recordings. I said, I could handle that. I'm taking his money instead of him taking mine. That was funny. That's great.
That's a great story. That's awesome.
That don't happen anymore, though.
No, I bet it doesn't. They probably got an ordinance or a rule against that. Well, with that, our time has run out, Dan. Hey, really want to personally thank you for coming up. This has been just an awesome treat.
Thanks, man.
Good Lord willing, we'll do this thing again sometime.
Yeah, and if I don't see you in the future, I'll see you in the pasture.
There you go.
Thanks,
Si. So with that, we're going to let you run. Tuba Dan, our 293rd guest here on our Musicians Come and Play program here on KSM. 21 minutes past the hour of 12 noon. Don't go away. We've got some great music coming up by the Tuba Band Orchestra in just moments.